Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm very excited to be joined by Rob Enderle, owner of the Enderle Group. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Rob, you've never been on the program before. Can you just start by describing the Enderle Group and your history of engagement within the data center arena?
Sure. I came up into tech in 1984 when I joined Rome Systems, and I was promised that despite concerns to the contrary, that IBM was never going to buy the company, and then, of course, they did. 6 months later, and right when my profit sharing was supposed to vest, I stayed with IBM for a full 10 years, doing everything from trying to spin out the IBM software group, and we did competitive analysis and internal audit for a while, and specialized in IT audit at the end and security. Left them, went to DataQuest, did operating system forecast at DataQuest. So I made a lot of friends, including the head of DataQuest, and she and I were in a race to see who got fired first, and she won. I moved on to Gig Information Group, where I eventually ended up as senior research fellow. And then I went on my own company, and I cover everything from client to server, from components to complete systems, from mainframe to smartphones. And so it keeps me pretty busy. And at the end of the day, I spend much of my time talking about product launches on one side and how to do them right, and then on the other, deployment of technology and how to do that right, and dabble in and out of mergers and acquisitions, and particularly still do a lot of technology outlook. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
That's an impressive background. You know, we're looking at the transformation and how companies are using technology to make better business decisions and really change the way that business is done. You know, with the long tenure you've had observing the industry and engaging in the industry, how do you see that transforming in terms of business decision-making, how businesses are approaching data in terms of use of data to drive new insights?
Some companies are doing it well. I would say that's more the exception than the rule. A lot of companies seem to be real excited about technology, but not real well-founded in its proper use. The proliferation of best practices hasn't been as good this cycle as perhaps it's been in other cycles. I think primarily because a lot of the best practices are being developed either by line managers or data scientists who don't really communicate well with IT in general, where the collaborative aspect of the industry is and where there's a lot more sharing. So the end result is we have an awful lot of money being spent on an awful lot of products without really a lot of the outcome that was expected to show for it. So it's kind of a mess at the moment.
Is this really kind of a situation where, and we see this a lot in tech, where the evolution of tech may occur at one rate, the evolution of operational excellence and how to apply tech to business may actually trend at a different rate?
That, and we've got a lot of really bad practices that we have to overcome. People have been making decisions based on gut and sometimes experience. And underlying that experience thing has been a couple practices. One of them is forced ranking, which created massive competition between line employees and line managers to appear right as opposed to be right and protect their jobs at the expense of the company. Then for the folks that were experienced, this underlying tendency to use the experience rather than the data to make decisions. And as we move to analytics, we have this huge engine that's now being developed so that people can make far better decisions if they use the data properly to found the decisions, as opposed to what often seems to be going on is the decision's made first and then the data is corrupted so that the outcome confirms the decision that was already made, which is why we see so many big decisions made by companies that have deployed analytics engines and certainly should know better, because the analytics engines should be telling them that. And the reason they're not is because the outcome has been corrupted or misinterpreted to support a position that was taken not based on the data, but based on the feeling of that individual manager. It's really a case where we need to go back and kind of rethink how we make decisions and focus more on acquiring data and perhaps accepting more the chance that an individual is wrong without having it be a career killer, so that people learn from their mistakes as opposed to cover them up.
What can the tech sector do to help bring adoption along so that the solutions and the technology that's available today can really start delivering the type of value that some organizations are getting out of it, frankly.
Sometimes the tech industry just needs to say no to some projects. Another one is focusing a heck of a lot more on the integrity of the information. We've had a number of examples. We got a good example of Amazon, for instance, just a while back, where Amazon was reporting the significant problem with regard to customer satisfaction, a good cross-section of the country. And they have strong analytics, some of the strongest in the world. And yet, their programs were not indicating that there was any problem whatsoever. And what had happened is somebody made a decision when the program had gone in that the central distribution centers, because they weren't allowed to distribute to the customer, that kind of activity simply wasn't going to be tracked. And so even though the data was being acquired, it wasn't going into the system. And they had a distribution center that was distributing to customers, and that was the source of the problem, which was why they couldn't find it, because somebody decided that the policy was nonviolent rather than the more appropriate decision, which is capture the data anyway. And that way, if you have an anomaly, you can pick it up. And it's those kinds of things that just kind of give you chills, because you recognize that analytics is done for everything from healthcare all the way through to defense, and those kinds of mistakes can cost, well, lives. So the end result is it's just people getting involved in the process that don't fundamentally understand that you cannot corrupt the data for any reason whatsoever. Otherwise, the information you get out the back end is unreliable.
Now, we are doing this episode on the eve of a new processor launch for Intel, and I heard you talk a little bit about this processor. It's the E7 V4, which is the series that we aim squarely at the market that we're talking about. What is the relevance to increased performance and capabilities of the underlying platform with the business driver of analytics? And what do you think about the Intel offerings within this space, and how do they change as new types of analytics enter the mainstream?
So first, there are two parts of the analytics process that are critical. One is accuracy and the other is speed. I mentioned accuracy first because that's the most important. If you do speed first, you end up going in the wrong direction faster, and that doesn't do anybody any good. What the E7 does is it focuses on the speed part and to a certain aspect on the accuracy, at least the accuracy of analysis. Nobody's corrupted the data. At least the processor isn't going to introduce any problems. So you've got a very reliable product, a very fast product. I'll give you an example back in my own history, back when IBM sold Rome Systems. My team was commissioned to do the analysis of the two buyers. And one of the buyers was Siemens and the other one was Ericsson, I believe. And when we completed the analysis, and it took us 3 weeks to do the work, we went in and met with the president and said, absolutely don't sell to Siemens. The cultural match is bad. They'll destroy the company. Ericsson is a much better match. And the CEO looked at us and said, well, what are you doing? We made the decision last week and we've sold to Siemens. But in the end, if you don't have the decision timely, in some ways it's worse than not having the information at all. A late piece of information can actually make things worse. So it's very important that you have powerful technology underlying the analytics process so that you not only get accurate information, but you get it when you need it.
If we've got a director of IT who wants to get to that next level where there's higher confidence that the data that's coming out of analytics is actually directly impacting decisions in the right way, what would you recommend in terms of next step in a practice?
Well, at the very first, see if you can touch bases with a counterpart that's already gone down this road and get some advice. You need to be able to hire or rent staff that has done this before. This is not something you want to learn on the job doing. I mean, these systems cost millions. You don't want to have that kind of an expense and then have people that have never done this before be the ones that are setting it up. And so your first step is to go to somebody that you trust, hopefully in the same industry. Pretty much you're asking them for advice as to which resources do you get hold of that can help you get started and keep you from making the initial mistakes that otherwise you would make. But you are going to need a data scientist in one way, shape, or form to set this up because they're the ones that are going to set up the analytics, the analysis itself. But you have to ease into this layer by layer to make sure that the people that are making the key hiring and technology decisions are ones that aren't doing this because they read some article. They're doing it because they've done it before and they've been successful at doing it before.
Thank you so much for being on today, Rob. It was a real pleasure. If folks want to keep hearing your opinions on things, where can they find you?
www.enderlygroup.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Enderly. Enderly is E-N-D-E-R-L-E.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. Hope to have you back on soon.
I look forward to it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.